Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to go over what we're doing right now. Hopefully you can see my screen. Before I get started, make sure you get join up to the daily newsletter, quantlabs.net. This will change in the coming days. And just wanted to let you know that. So Yahoo Finance today being May 11th. Quite the down day. I think we are on the cusp of something not fun. Don't know about another crash, but definitely a correction of some kind with the inflation pressure building. S&P futures down 4.4%, same with the Dow. NASDAQ futures down. Now these are all futures being so late. 0.5%. Russell down, I think that looks like 1/3, crude oil, gold down 0.42, 10-year bond is up, VIX is up a little bit, that's a bit of a spike, 11%, Forex is mixed, pound against the US down, USD against the Japanese up, let's see here, Bitcoin, well, bad word. The FTSE's down, that's quite a bit actually, 2.5%. And then the Nikkei down 225. All right, so let's get into MotoWave here. As you know, the fiat, it's been really much of a dog show. I'll go through the highlights here. Here's an interesting one. These are for our charts. Things are starting to been really decline here on the latest pullback. That's a short on the S&P 500, the UK 100. Look at that steep decline. Brent crude starting to top out a bit. More on the Forex side. This one's pretty strong. Pound against the Australian dollar. See that big bar there? Still maintains a long. USD, Sweden, really not doing a whole lot, but it gets long. Now we're getting the metals, gold, and pound short. There should be like theoretically longs here. I listened to the Kaiser report, and they have a pretty good explanation why this is happening. It's just trading desk manipulation, so much derivative product in both gold and silver. Here we have silver in Australian short, also a silver in Canada short. Same with the franc, euro. Australia's got a fairly steep decline there, as you can see. I have mentioned this before with the Hong Kong dollar. It looks like that's slipping pretty good with a short in there in play. Same with the Australian against the yen and as well as the Singapore dollar. So this is starting to slip on what I used to say about Hong Kong and Singapore. As for the Australian USD is not doing too good there. Euro and franc's got a pretty good long, but don't mean nothing. More on the Euro, Hong Kong down. I don't know, I'm just gonna whiz through this. I'm gonna look for some of the more major stuff. Okay, so look at this big decline here. I had not huge hopes, but at least for the Hong Kong, 33 drop. This was a surprise here is India, 50. It was on an incline considering what they're going through. So real, no, there's a bit of upward movement. Look at this big down move. Singapore 30, ouch, huge. All right, so everything is just looking down. These are the excellent scores. Great for those that like the short, you know, flat the UK 10-year bond is, that big decline again in the UK 100. But again, that pound against the Australian dollar is looking okay. Got a big short here, big move on the Russell 2000, dropping with a short in place for the USB bond 30. And that's when you start to get really concerned when things start to really show what's happening in terms of a bond that. As I said, we may be on the cusp of something. I know what to look for. I'll talk about it once we get to it. Again, another short on the S&P 500. 5 years got it short. as well as there are some declines here on both the 5-year, 10-year, Australia, New Zealand, long, bomb, bomb, Deutsche 30, big short there, and it's declining. UK 100, as I said, is declining. Anything that would you would hope would flatten out, which it is, the Brent crude as well as WTI, as I said before. Here's an interesting one. I've talked about this yesterday, where France is not getting hit as hard as some of the other stock markets globally. So this may power, not power through, but it may kind of recover faster. We have gold here in Australia, big short there. Same with the franc, the euro. Wow, lots of shorts here. Gold, short in pound, New Zealand. Okay, so this is what we're looking for here. You can see this big decline when the market took off on its last increase between, and again, this is a gold silver ratio. I talked about this also before. The big move up until March 24th last year. That's when it peaked, and then up until around April, end of March, actually, it started going into decline. Here, we're getting three of them. Here, it doesn't mean a lot. Here is a slight short, but this is the one to watch out for. That's a pretty big long. You see more of those, that means that the market is turning, as I said before. But again, Australia, New Zealand, no. We already got some shorts here on Australia and Singapore. Got two of those here. Oh, okay. So here we have the China 50. We have a long. Will this start to pull through? That is a question. Again, it all depends upon the pandemic. And here we have another 50, China 50. Another long, short here for the France 40. Just these pairs are not really exciting me. I'm not really liking Forex in general. I never have. I mean, the mechanics I don't like with the brokers. If you're in the futures market, you probably could do okay. Here we have the Hong Kong 33. That's been dropping, as I said before, with a short being maintained. Singapore, the same thing. All these currencies in Singapore, New Zealand, Singapore is holding its own, looks like. Looking for anything worthy. Big drops here. NASDAQ, another big drop. Pretty good short there. USD, INR, that is dropping pretty good. I would imagine because of the global sickness affecting that country. USD, Thai baht, it's got a long, doesn't mean a lot. And this one holds its own pretty good. This is U.S. 2-year treasury, and it's shortened. So that's the last of it for the very good. So let's go through some of the commodities. That's still doing very well. We've talked about that. Natural gas, same thing. Actually, it's flattening out. We've already covered oil. So let me look at the other commodities here. One to take note on is probably one of the strongest right now. I would have said the strongest, but it's still doing pretty good. That's copper. You can see that's doing pretty good. If you want to see some recent steepness, just look at wheat. Actually, corn's a good one. All the food staples, the grains, that is. Look at how it's accelerated. That's corn. So that started accelerating since mid-April. We also have wheat. So that one's definitely starting to take off. A little bit of flatness there, but it's a good one to watch. And lastly, soybean as well. And that's really could be a long-term play. That's, the Fed saying it's short-term. Don't believe the BS coming out of there. You know what? And there's soybean. Okay, so again, if you want to know more, join the quantlabs.net, the daily newsletter, and all that fun. We shall talk to you later, and hopefully see you on Rumble as well. If you want to do the crypto, we can't post that stuff here on YouTube. Over and out later.